It's a Saturday morning tradition, Rosie on the House. It's where we throw the doors open to my house. We invite you in to come in. Gary D will entertain us with a little great lighthearted music. We'll melt away your anxieties and fears. If you've got high blood pressure like the bus driver from New York City and you just want to just relax and calm down, then you come in to my house, Rosie on the House, every single Saturday morning. All right, let's bring Ron into the conversation. He's calling from Surprise, Arizona, with an issue on concrete.
Rosie and Romy, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha, man.
Okay, I have two concrete questions about concrete. The first, probably the easier of the two. I've noticed that some people in my neighborhood have been caulking the space between the concrete squares on their driveway. And I wanted to know what's the story with this, and is it necessary?
It's not necessary. In some situations where we've poured a concrete slab over expansive soil, the moisture getting in there creates a heave where the panels of concrete actually start getting lifted up. Surprise isn't one of the areas that we have a big bad problem of expansive soils. But keeping the moisture out is one reason they do it. The other reason they do it is hosing it off, and it creates a little less area for crickets to harbor and live in. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
So it's not a bad idea to go ahead and caulk it. It won't hurt anything.
Okay. Second question. When I moved in 16 years ago, I had a patio that consisted of four concrete squares.
Okay.
Over the years, I added additional concrete to make the patio longer, but
good.
Not the same, I guess, quality or type. The original concrete is gray in color. I also have it's screened in, so there are concrete blocks along the edge of the concrete. Now, I've noticed in the portion of the original concrete by the edge, the color is changing, and little pieces of the concrete seem to be chipping off, so I have irregular little spaces on top, not a whole lot. And I wanted to know, what can I do with this, if anything?
Well, is there a landscaping just outside the wall there that's getting moisture? That sounds like a moisture-related concrete problem.
Well, there was landscaping, but not directly outside. I would say it's about 3 to 4 feet away.
And these chipping off pieces are just the top cream of the concrete, and it's exposing the aggregate below, or is it big blocks?
No, it's not big blocks.
Yeah.
It's what you said originally, the
yeah.
first thing.
Okay, and how old is that concrete?
16 years old.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, we're not going to be able to do much with it.
Okay.
And that's the oldest concrete, or is that the newer concrete?
No, that's the oldest concrete.
And then the newer concrete is how old?
Newer concrete probably is about 12 years old.
Okay. All right. So it's all been down long enough. It's totally hydrated. It's totally cured out. What you have is what you're always going to have. The fact that some of it is spalling off the top means, I would bet, that the slab was poured in the middle of the summer. A little bit later in the day, we back pour patios many times after we pour the main slab. We've got a little bit extra in the truck, or we've ordered enough to pour the next house, and it's gotten too hot and too windy, so we've got a concrete truck here. We've got to do something with it. We're going to pour this back patio. We pour the back patio. It's exposed to a warm drafting wind over the top of it, and the top cream of the concrete never really cures and binds with the aggregate below it. That's why we have a lot of spalling sidewalks and patios in the desert floor, Phoenix, Casa Grande, Tucson area. The concrete was poured too late on a summer day, and the warm wind sucked the moisture out before the cement could cure and hydrate and form its maximum strength. One option you might consider, Ron, is we love pavers, okay? They make a paver that will go on top of that concrete. It's a thinner paver made just specifically for overlaying. And you could overlay that gray concrete, that gray, boring, cracking concrete, and create a really, really handsome floor with the overlay paver from Belgard. All right? With that, we've got all the lines cleared. We're moving into our final hour of Rosie on the House. And if you want to get online, now be the chance to get to. And next hour, the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about my favorite room in the house, the garage.